Thank you and good morning. Currently in the state of California, you must be 18 years old to be eligible to vote in local, state, or federal elections. But a San Diego lawmaker wants to change that, at least at the local level. On Thursday, Democratic Assemblymember Lorena Gonzalez held a rally on the steps of the state capitol to announce the introduction of an amendment to the California state constitution that would allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in local school board and community college elections. Gonzalez said in a statement that 16 and 17-year-old students are mature enough to understand the issues surrounding schools and education, and it's an issue that directly affects them and their education. The move to a younger voting age is not new. Two cities in Maryland have lowered the voting age and increased voter turnout among teens in doing so, and there has been similar interest in Arizona, Washington, and Nevada. On Wednesday, Senator Mike McGuire introduced the marijuana value tax that, if passed, will impose a 15% sales tax on each purchase of marijuana at the retail level. That tax is expected to raise revenue in excess of $100 million in the first year, and that will grow over time. The marijuana value tax will be accompanied by another proposed tax measure expected to be introduced by North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood in the coming weeks. Wood's tax would impact cultivators and would tax the amount of marijuana they cultivate and process. The State Board of Equalization estimates the tax revenue from the cultivation and sale of medical marijuana could end up in the billions of dollars, and the revenue would be used to fund the State Board of Medical Marijuana Regulation, as well as state and local agencies. Marijuana taxes weren't the only issue on the state docket this week. Yesterday, State Senator McGuire, chair of the Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture, convened the 49th Annual Fisheries Forum. McGuire said in a statement that the number one issue facing California fisheries is the ongoing suspension of the commercial crab fishing season. The disaster declaration from Governor Jerry Brown's office was the first agenda item heard by the commission, and McGuire said that it's time that a disaster is declared so that we can start delivering desperately needed assistance to fishermen, their crews, and local businesses who are struggling. Eureka police are investigating a vehicle collision at a location in the 400 block of West Harris Street on Wednesday night. It was just before midnight when a patrol officer on Union Street spotted a car being driven without its headlights on. The officer attempted to make contact, but the driver sped away at a high rate of speed, and the officer did not pursue. A few minutes later, witnesses reported that the driver of the car had slammed into a building on West Harris and then fled the scene on foot. Officers, including a canine unit, searched the area, but were unable to locate anyone connected with the vehicle. That case remains under investigation. The California Fish and Game Commission has addressed the issue of the Humboldt marten, a species of carnivore indigenous to the local redwood forest and once thought to be extinct. The Fish and Game Commission has designated the marten as a candidate species under the California Endangered Species Act. The decision means that martens cannot be harmed and will receive a one-year status review that could lead to permanent protection. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There is plenty of discussion about crime, particularly violent crime, in Humboldt County, and our region is home to more crime than the population numbers would normally indicate. The person responsible for prosecuting crime in the county, District Attorney Maggie Fleming, is also the person who has to get those cases to court, and a heavy caseload, particularly for serious crimes like homicide, can make for a crowded court calendar. Fleming said on Talk Shop that cooperation between the DA's office and the county courts is essential.
One of the issues that I've really appreciated is the judges have not only gone to all-day trials to try to help us clear the caseload, but then also the presiding judge, Judge Heinrichs, has worked really hard at the state level to bring in visiting judges. So the visiting judges, while not available to do long trials, can handle the shorter trials. So, for example, the drunk driving cases that, you know, if you go all day, you can get them done in a week.
It's not just the headline-grabbing trials that need to be resolved. Misdemeanor and civil cases are also on the docket, and they need attention as well.
We have a courtroom dedicated to trying to review and resolve misdemeanor cases at arraignment or at the very next appearance. And it's been established they're doing probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 to 70% of the cases resolved there, which really helps the caseload.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with District Attorney Maggie Fleming by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.